Title: CMS issues long-awaited draft guidance for hospital co-location with other hospitals or healthcare facilities. Content: On May 3, 2019, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, released long-awaited draft guidance, the guidance, proposing to allow hospitals to co-locate with other hospitals or healthcare facilities in certain circumstances. In welcome news for the industry, particularly for hospitals that co-locate provider-based space with non-provider-based facilities, CMS has proposed that hospitals may co-locate with other hospitals or healthcare entities on the same campus or in the same building, either in its entirety or only in part, sharing certain space, staff, and/or services. To date, some industry participants have struggled with whether and/or to what extent a hospital is able to co-locate with other healthcare facilities. Indeed, the CMS Chicago Regional Office once issued a letter denying off-campus provider-based status to a hospital because, in part, that location merely shared common areas with another healthcare facility. In the guidance, CMS delineates its proposed expectations and requirements for how hospitals must operate when they co-locate, addressing 1. Space sharing, 2. Contracted services, and 3. Emergency services. 1. Space sharing. Public space versus clinical space. CMS proposes to allow hospitals to co-locate, stating that co-location occurs where two hospitals or a hospital and another healthcare entity are located on the same campus or in the same building and share space, staff, or services. This proposal is significant in and of itself, and particularly for off-campus provider-based departments of a hospital, which entertained compliance risk any time that they shared space with a non-provider-based healthcare facility. However, CMS would not allow all space to be shared, but rather would establish different rules for public spaces and clinical spaces. Hospitals would be allowed to share public spaces with a co-located hospital or healthcare entity. Public spaces would include public lobbies, waiting rooms, and reception areas, with separate check-in areas and clear signage, public restrooms, staff lounges, elevators, and main corridors through non-clinical areas, as well as main entrances to a building. In these spaces, both entities would be individually responsible for compliance with their respective Medicare conditions of participation, COPs. CMS would require hospitals to maintain complete control over distinct clinical spaces at all times, in order to comply with COPs for infection control, patient management, privacy and confidentiality, and other quality and safety standards. Clinical spaces would include any non-public space where patient care is provided, including, but not limited to, any space within nursing units, outpatient clinics, emergency departments, operating rooms, and post-anesthesia care units. Importantly, public paths of travel, hallways, through clinical areas would also be considered clinical spaces and thus could not be shared. The guidance appears to leave open the question of whether CMS would consider medical record storage space, patient registration space, and admission space to be either public space or clinical space, indicating that the sharing of such space could potentially pose a risk to patient privacy, as an unauthorized person could have access to patient records without consent, even though patient care is not typically provided in such spaces. Survey preparation. As the guidance proposes to instruct surveyors to review floor plans with a critical eye towards distinguishing the spaces being used by each entity, co-locating hospitals should consider making it a practice to develop and maintain floor plans that clearly define and identify hospital space, the other entity's space, and shared space. 2. Contracted services. The guidance identifies a number of services that CMS would allow to be provided under contract or arrangement with another co-located hospital or healthcare entity. When contracting for staff, the contractual arrangement would have to include clear lines of authority and accountability for the staff, and staff would have to be assigned to work solely for one entity during a specific shift. They would not be able to float, be concurrently on call, or provide services to both entities simultaneously. In addition to scheduling restrictions, CMS would require